Welcome to EAN Cast, your weekly source for education, research, and updates from the European Academy of Neurology.
Hello, everybody, to a brand new format of interactive discussions provided by EAN, and this is termed EAN Cast Weekly Neurology. My name is Thomas Berger, and I'm currently chair of the Department of Neurology here in Vienna, in Austria. By the way, I'm also chair of the Scientific Committee of the European Academy of Neurology. But most currently, I'm guest moderator of EAN Cast. I'm delighted, together with Ambra Stefani. She's a sleep-wake disorder specialist from the Medical University of Innsbruck in Austria. And because we are now having the premiere of our very first EAN Cast, this is exclusively dedicated also to e-learning. And with that, I have the really great pleasure to welcome Professor Barbara Tettenborn. And Professor Tettenborn is, and I will allude in a minute why she's our special guest today. She's head of the department at the St. Gallen Hospital in Switzerland. She has specific interests in epilepsy, cerebrovascular disorder, but also to sports medicine, which is an important task to run the e-learning platform of EAN. Because a bit more than a year ago, Barbara Tettenborn was asked whether she would be willing, interested, motivated to edit the e-learning platform of EAN. And this is a quite challenging and, let's say, sportive event. So my first question by welcoming you, Barbara, regards that EAN is planning to launch a new e-learning platform in June at the annual Congress. Did you expect a year ago all that work and all this spectrum of interesting details? And could you tell us a little bit how the project started?
Yeah, thank you very much, Thomas, for this kind introduction. And actually, I must admit, I wasn't really aware of the huge amount of work coming up. I thought e-learning is the thing of the future, and it will be very interesting to get more knowledge about it myself and to work into the field of e-learning, because I think that's a future coming up. And it started, I got told by the board almost already 2 years ago that the board of the EAN, with Claudio Bassetti as president at the moment, initiated the process of establishing an e-learning editorial board with the goal to build up a completely new e-learning platform. And I'm sure that would have happened sometime in the future anyhow, but COVID definitely accelerated it to realize a project now within a very short time frame. And as you said, that was kind of sportive, which I did not anticipate at that moment. After a formal evaluation process, I thankfully received that position of editor-in-chief for this new e-learning platform about a year ago, as you said. And I was able to put together a group of associate editors now, including Simona Balestrini from Italy, Yildiz Digirmenci from Turkey, Marian Galovic from Slovakia, and Simon Jung from Germany.
So, as you said, it was a little bit unexpected what happened down the road in the last 12 months. So, given the fact that this is a plethora of ideas, different views, how did you manage to develop this new platform and to start it?
After the first year of creating the basics, including what is needed, what does the EAN want to have, we first had to find the equipment, the learning management system to use, and a suitable IT company we wanted to work with. They had to be chosen. I think everybody who had to work with IT companies in the past knows how difficult it can be to find an appropriate one. But we were very lucky to find a very good one, and we use the Totara system now, and we are very well getting along with our IT company. And the EAN head office gave enormous administrative support, especially Lindley Meyerhofer and Nadine Schäfer. They were constantly working on the e-learning platform for several months now, with a lot of support from Julia Meyer and many more of the head office team. We always received full support from the executive director, Anja Sender, and also from the EAN board, including yourself. And in order to find valuable content for the platform, we, which means the e-learning editorial board, screened the complete online content available for EAN. And that was really an amazing amount of work. It means that we looked at every item, educational courses, lectures, teaching sessions, hands-on courses, etc., from the last two EAN virtual congresses and from all spring schools, autumn schools, e-education material already available, guidelines, and many more. And we considered only items of high quality regarding neurological content as well as audio performance eligible for the EAN campus.
So Barbara, you just said with regard to the content, I think one of the most important issues is, of course, the content in an e-learning platform. And there are several hundreds of participants, contributors across Europe. So how did you manage really to bring them all together to serve as contributors? And I want to split my question in a second part, because most of the, I think it's also interesting and important, an e-learning platform is as sexy as you guarantee the quality of the content. How did you manage this?
Yeah, firstly, we from the editorial board checked personally all items which we wanted to include. And then we work closely together with other EAN committees. We have the e-learning subcommittee, including representatives from the education committee, the e-communication board, the ethics and quality task force, the EAN UEMS joint education board, the teaching course subcommittee, the European Journal of Neurology, and two representatives of the resident and research fellow section. And they are all involved guaranteeing checking on the content, and especially ethics and quality task force course check on the quality of the content. We are very closely working together and got a lot of help from all the 29 EAN panels. And I really have to thank all the panel members, especially the panel chairs, for their hard work in the last couple of weeks and their contribution to the e-learning platform. We really ask a lot of them from them lately, especially in the last couple of weeks. We really pushed hard, and I think some of them got even annoyed at us, but it really worked very well, and we are very grateful for their cooperation. And they cross-checked all the chosen content regarding the quality, and they produced numerous case studies, which are extremely valuable for the e-learning, and a series of questions at basic and advanced level education so that the user can take quizzes, receive badges, trophies, and so on.
As I'm already completely overwhelmed by all this information and this huge task, I will now hand over to Ambra, and ask her to continue questioning and asking you about the e-learning platform. Ambra, please.
Yes, thank you, Professor Berger, and thank you, Professor Tettenborn, also for being here today and for explaining us a bit the huge amount of work which is behind this brand new e-learning platform of the EAN. Of course, this is also an ongoing work and something completely new. So what probably many people would like to know is which kind of content is actually available on the EAN campus.
The EAN campus includes content on all educational and scientific levels. There's a basic textbook knowledge, primarily for students and younger residents, as well as advanced content for more experienced residents and fully trained neurologists. Actual guidelines are included, and also the newest scientific and research findings on an expert level in every neurological subtopic. The educational part is in accordance with the ETRN curriculum, that is the European Training Requirements of Neurology. so that it can be used for preparation for the European Board of Neurology exam. But of course, it's also suitable for any neurology exam preparation and for every neurologist's lifelong learning and staying up to date. The content is put together in cooperation with all scientific panels, educational committees, and working groups of the European Academy of Neurology, as I mentioned before. And on top of these always available educational content at different levels, we have regular live events, including webinars and virtual masterclasses. The live webinars take place every last week in the month, usually on a Thursday. And of course, these stay on the platform as webcasts for some time afterwards. The virtual masterclasses have only a very limited number of participants. You have to apply beforehand. And at the moment, they are usually booked within minutes after opening, which is really nice to know. So they are very interactive. They are comparable to a real classroom lecture in previous times. You see all the participants on the screen, and they usually take place every second week of a month, usually also on a Thursday. From these virtual masterclasses, we, if we can, prepare interactive courses afterwards where the lecture is divided into smaller pieces for didactical reasons with quizzes in between. And then we do have numerous case studies, which are very valuable educational tools. And thanks to the hard work of the panels, we can already provide cases for most of the topics. Also prepared and quality cross-checked by the panels are self-assessment exams, with explanations for all possible answers, also the wrong ones. So that's nice for teaching. And we continue to include the best quality Congress presentations in a well-organized manner. So you can either find that by looking for a certain topic at your appropriate level of education or research, as you like, or by the name of an expert. Guidelines and also literature are included in the respective topic. And of course, as we hear at the moment, we initiated educational podcast recordings in cooperation with eCommunication, the weekly EAN cast. Each month, we will have a topic of the month. In the first week of the month, there will always be basic content of this special topic of this month. Second week, advanced content regarding diagnosis and treatment. In the third week, there will be either a patient interview or a pro and contra session. And in the last week of the month, some hot topics or the latest important article on the specific neurological topic will be discussed. What is very special for our EAN campus is we created a gamification path on the platform. So you can earn points and you have 1 point for every educational minute. You can earn badges and trophies, become user of the month and so on. So you have your own dashboard which shows your activities. And of course, you can choose yourself if that is completely anonymous or if others can see part of all your personal data, which you put in yourself on the platform, like your photograph or your educational points and badges you earned so far. But as I said, you can also stay completely anonymous.
Great. So it seems that there is a really broad offer in this platform, but we know that a lot of e-learning possibilities are available, and that is even improved during COVID. So was one of the few positive effects of the pandemics. You already mentioned something which makes the EAN e-learning platform particular, but what makes really the EAN campus different from other platforms? And what is the advantage of this platform over other openly available content in the internet?
The EAN campus is a very structured platform, so covering all neurological aspects and topics represented by the 29 panel topics in a very systematic manner. And on top of that, several very timely new topics, like, for example, COVID-19 and neurological problems accompanied with it, are also represented. It presents educational material at different levels, as well as guidelines, relevant articles from the European Journal of Neurology, and latest scientific findings. And it emphasizes on important content for clinical practice and for research. The content is presented in different levels, the basic primarily for students and young neurologists, the advanced primarily thought for more experienced residents and fully trained general neurologists, and expert level for specialists in a certain topic of neurology like stroke or epilepsy or movement disorders or multiple sclerosis or anything you can think of, including latest scientific findings at the expert level. We do have, as mentioned before, a strict quality control, which I believe is most important, like in a peer-reviewed process. So it's double-checked by the e-learning editorial board, the e-learning subcommittee, and especially the different panels with their chairs. If you, for example, just Google something, which is, I think, probably the thing most people do at our times, you have little guarantee regarding quality of content, any bias or influence of pharmaceutical industry. And what we all wish for is peer-reviewed content. In recent years, provided by editors of textbooks or peer review posters of international publications. And this is exactly what EAN Campus delivers now. It's an unbiased, peer-reviewed e-learning platform covering all important neurological content for clinical practice and research. And one of our hallmarks, we include especially designed interactive courses, a lot of educational case studies and quizzes, which are also well organized for each panel topic. And we have gamification, you earn your points, can get badges and trophies, reach next level of education with your points, and so on. So we include all new e-learning methodology on top of the traditional learning. All EAN members, and that's not true for different other e-learning platforms I know at the moment, have free access to the entire EAN campus learning offering. It's a 24-hour online education resource for neurology at all levels, from students to very experienced specialized neurologists. And it's helping to fulfill the educational goals and requirements with a variety of formats to fit everybody's learning style and schedule in a very convenient manner.
So it's clear that the offer is really high here, and mainly the younger generation are used to learn a lot online, but other people are more used to traditional textbooks and still love this. Do you, would you like to mention maybe some advantage of the e-learning compared to the classical way of learning from books?
Yeah, I'm also a person who has a lot of books. I've participated on writing textbooks, but I think it's much more up to date to have an e-learning platform than a traditional textbook. As opposed to books in paper format, e-learning is interactive. It's easily available everywhere where you have a digital device, and it supports the new format of blended learning. On top of that, it has gamification as a special teaser. The changes and updates can be made rather easily. So I still know from writing textbooks, sometimes you get the proofs 2 years after you wrote the chapter, and it's not up to date anymore at the time when the book actually arrives in the store and in your shelf. So I think it's a much more up-to-date version, a modern version of a textbook, and I believe that this is the learning format of the future, and traditional textbooks will be more or less outdated soon. And the goal is that in a few years, hopefully, heads of departments of neurology recommend the EAN campus alongside their local training programs for preparation for board exams and acquisition of neurology knowledge at all levels, like certain textbooks were recommended in the past. But of course, our platform is not completely at the start in June. So new content will be chosen, produced, and included all the time from now on. There will be permanent improvement, also recognizing the feedback of the users, which is very welcome and definitely needed for improvement. And the goal at the moment is to completely cover all topics of neurology within the next 3 to 4 years. And of course, an e-learning platform will always be work in progress. So we are planning on production of online bedside teaching and clinical skill lectures. And there will always be updates, new formats included, especially interactive modules. And of course, we will react to all the feedback we hopefully get. And we will do that as soon as possible.
So thank you, Barbara, for a fantastic work and also an even more fantastic outline on the broadness and also the depth of this e-learning platform. And I guess not only we as the moderators, but also our auditorium is eagerly awaiting the launch during the annual Congress in June. So I don't think that we need to convince anybody about the advantages and also the, let's say, interest along with the e-learning platform. But this is my last surprise question to you. What would you say is the reason that anybody or somebody should listen or participate in this e-learning platform?
It's actually really fun to play around with it. I got the first dummy version now, and it's you can spend hours on learning material. And I myself, of course, learn a lot by looking into all the content. As you said in the introduction, I'm a more specialist on epilepsy and cerebrovascular diseases and sports neurology. And there's so much more I can learn myself on movement disorders and other specialized topics in neurology. And I just get myself stuck on the e-learning platform for hours just playing around and getting more knowledge. So I would recommend it as really being a fun part of learning.
So you mentioned, and I did it also in my introduction, that you are also interested in sports medicine, but not only in a theoretical way. I have heard that you also do some triathlons. So if we mirror this to the e-learning development, are you exhausted or are you satisfied having done it?
No, I'm very satisfied still doing it. I mean, we go on doing that. And I'm very happy that I will be able to collaborate also in the future on the e-learning platform for the next couple of years. And I think it's good to be a long-distance triathlete because it's a long-distance project. And I still find some time for my everyday sport.
So thank you very much again for this tremendous development and your efforts. I think we can close now our introduction on our very first EAN cast on the e-learning platform. And hopefully we could raise the interest to our auditorium to stay on air for the next week and with our very first episodes on the sleep-wake disorders in neurology. Thank you, Ambra, for co-moderation. And especially also to our special guest, Barbara Tettenborn. Thank you very much, Barbara.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been EAN Cast Weekly Neurology. Thank you for listening. Be sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcatcher for weekly updates from the European Academy of Neurology. You can also listen to this and all of our previous episodes on the EAN campus to gain points and become an EAN expert in any of our 29 neurological specialties. Simply become an EAN individual member to gain access. For more information, visit ean.org/membership. That's ean.org/membership. Thanks for listening. EAN Cast Weekly Neurology is your unbiased and independent source for educational and research-related neurological content. Although all content is provided by experts in their field, it should not be considered official medical advice.